Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, April 14th, 2020. Getting relief from our burdens, 10 keys, part 2. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." We don't have to live downtrodden, carrying such heavy loads. We have help from our Lord Jesus. Last time, I gave you 4 keys to lightening your load. Here are 6 more keys in getting relief from our burdens. Key number 5, remain in the yoke. As mentioned last week, we have a tendency to take back control. Sometimes we may not realize that we've reverted back to doing life our way. Thankfully, God will let you know, in some way, when you're not walking rightly. Once you are aware of your straying, just confess and resubmit as often as necessary. We have an incredibly patient and forgiving teacher residing inside each of us believers. Key number 6, address each burden individually. The reason we don't often have success in releasing our burdens is because we're just dumping the whole backpack. But the solution for each burden is different. Some can be eliminated, while others we are to bear. We'll unpack this next time. Key number 7, do your part. For the burdens we must carry, God will enable us. If we let Him, if we cooperate and not fight against Him, His grace will be sufficient, like Paul's thorn in the flesh in 2 Corinthians 12, 7-10. God says in Isaiah 46:4, "Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am He. I am He who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you." We are to do our part in carrying the load. God will show us what that looks like in each case. But there are times when the Lord carries us completely, burdens and all. Like the time my husband was in hospice. "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." 2 Corinthians 12:9. Key number 8, share your burdens. We are not to do life alone. We need each other. Galatians 6:2 says, "Share each other's burdens, and in this way obey the law of Christ." God will often send people to relieve our burdens, especially if we ask Him. When Moses complained, "I cannot carry all these people by myself. The burden is too heavy for me." God responded with, "I will come down and speak with you there, and I will take some of the power of the Spirit that is on you and put it on them," that is, the 70 elders. "They will share the burden of the people with you so that you will not have to carry it alone." See Numbers 11, 14, and 17. Jesus is our example here as well. He asked others to pray for Him. He received help from others for His daily needs of food and shelter. It takes humility to ask for help. Imagine the second person of the Godhead asking mere humans for help. If the God-man asked for assistance, surely we too can admit our need. Key number 9, balance. If we're going to be able to continue bearing life's hardships, especially those ongoing ones, we need balance. It's essential that we eat right and exercise, get enough rest and relaxation, and have periods of reprieve. We need to take that heavy backpack off at times so we can be refreshed. Burnout is sure to happen otherwise. Key number 10, be grateful. Our load is often too heavy because we are focusing on what's in our pack instead of God and our eternal future with Him. An attitude of gratitude greatly lightens that heaviness. If you're having a hard time praising God with the weight He is having you carry, immerse yourself in God's Word. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and remind yourself of what God has done and will do. So until next time, my friends, when we'll specifically address those items in your backpack, give praise to your Lord God and Savior, who daily bears your burdens. He will lift your heavy spirit.